Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions, like how do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple and Spotify and all the other places that people like to listen? And even, is it possible to make money or generate interest in my ministry from the podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. It's Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. It's 100% free, it's ridiculously easy to use, and now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. What I like the most about Anchor is that it's just click and drag your audio files, and you instantly create a very simple podcast, and you can record it from your phone. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, and you can even make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me. And the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. And I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Welcome to Dangerous Christianity with Dr. Christopher Rodkey, where we explore new ways of being Christian that go against the grain, stands up against the church when it's evil, speaks truth to power, and reclaims the Bible as a radical message of hope, liberation, and justice. Dr. Rodkey is pastor of St. Paul's United Church of Christ in Dallastown, Pennsylvania, and leads the Sacred Profane Community, a post-faith gathering for those seeking to nurture a literate and misfit, geeky, sometimes sneaky, as well as a queer-affirming and beer-affirming spirituality. All information mentioned throughout the program is listed in the show notes. And now, please welcome Dr. Christopher Rodkey.
School violence and the accessibility of guns. We're also here to speak to the post-faith community that there is a Christian voice to be heard on this issue, even while many are afraid to speak this truth in their churches in the flyover region of this country. While we were stirring today, I couldn't help but notice, if you look around, here's protesting the lack of action and voice from our politicians behind us. But if you look around, I'm also here to talk about the lack of voice and the silence coming from the churches around us as well. Yeah. We are here to testify to the reality that the silence of the church on this issue and on so many social issues that face young people today is an endorsement of ethical nihilism.
Yeah. Yes.
The silence of the church on this issue is part of the root cause of why we are here today. On the steps of this Capitol that was founded by Quakers and home and refuge of so many religious groups who have come here to escape violence, we must not romanticize our history of violence here in Pennsylvania to whitewash the racism in the history of our state. Yeah. Many of the immigrant communities that came here to our state for freedom were met with violence. The violence of whiteness and nativism and privilege that is part of our heritage.
Yes.
Through history, we have become complacent to acknowledge that the gun is the primary protector of those evils, veiled in fear of others who are different and veiled by a fear of ourselves. We are here to proclaim that the Second Amendment does not trump the Second Commandment.
No!
Today is the day before Palm Sunday for most Christians in the world and in our state, when we commemorate Jesus entering the holy city, following a parade that celebrated the violence of the emperor and the god of hypermasculinity, the god of greed and the god of false hope. Christians should remember that the story of Jesus following up on the parade of a donkey, people bowed down and waved their palm branches in praise of the one that came to liberate them, only to demand his blood a few days later. I imagine a situation where Christ would be crucified today in this city, not on wood from our forests, but from the metal of the mills and shot full of lead.
Yes.
This is why we're here, because Christ is executed by the state. Christ is executed by the crowd when our tongues offer faint praise in one breath and demand blood in the next. On Valentine's Day, we faintly gave praise until gunfire interrupted a school. The Good Friday, which we observe this coming week, began on this past Valentine's Day when we as a nation carried out an execution. Yes, we as a nation carried out a public execution because of our praise for our own rights, our worship of our own selves, and a worship of God, of a God of fear and violence.
Yes.
We will no longer remain silent. The ancient and evil gods that demanded the sacrifice of children may be the gods of our elected officials, but we stand on these steps today to proclaim loudly that the lust for life will always triumph over a lust for death.
Yes!
That no gesture, no right, no piece of paper, no veiled reason to stop escaped slaves, no false sense of security is greater than the lives of children. Christians of Pennsylvania, the God of Christ who is executed on death row is bigger than any narrow and false sense of security that can be falsely promised to us by politicians and survivalists and lobbyists and racists who are preparing for the impending race war that the former president of the NRA promised us was coming. Christians of Pennsylvania, it is time for us to come to the altar of hope and freedom. And to stand up in confidence and without fear of the demagogues and pastors in our state who worship in the temples of violence.
Yes! Yes!
Christians of Pennsylvania, we call upon those who place the name of God on their lips to ask this question. How many more of our children must be sacrificed?
No more!
The altar call toward a gospel of life over death.
No more! No more!
What number of dead children and dead teachers and mothers and fathers and siblings and spouses and lovers and partners must die before we have satisfied and satiated our desire to worship our own fears?
No more! Yes!
My friends in faith, my atheist friends who have rejected the God of violence for entirely good reasons, I appeal to you. Call your lawmakers. Make some noise this week.
Yes!
Celebrate this coming Holy Week with rally and protest.
Yes!
Tell your pastors in your church and in your communities that the world believes that life triumphs over death.
Yes!
And that means that no matter how many lobbyists, no matter how many politicians have been bought and sold behind us, no matter how many preachers and priests in big churches around us have turned their back away from a lust for life and talk about their constitutional rights in one breath and justification for bleeding corpses of children in the next breath, no matter how many of the churches have turned from this gospel, we can turn back and honor each other and love one another by simply putting these weapons down for good.
Yes!
Some of you might not pray. Some of you are tired of hearing our leaders in the church and the state telling us that they're praying for an answer. They're praying for an answer to a God that only responds with bullets and dead children. So let our prayer today be to not speak with fear or with firearms.
Yes.
But that we speak with tongues of fire.
Yes.
That life triumphs over death.
Yes.
And that even the smallest voice, even the voices of the dead, call upon us to speak repentance.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to introduce you to my friend Claudio, who's from Brazil and lives in Enola, and is a professor in New York City.
Woo! Good afternoon.
Hello.
So happy to be here with you all, and this is when we realize that we can do way more than we are feeling so frustrated at home. We can do more.
Yes.
And I'm here for our children, for our past, for our present, and for our future. We gather here today because there is a moral issue, that there is something really wrong going on in this country right now.
Yes. Yes.
There is something wrong when our precious kids are killed in schools. There is something wrong when we are not sure if our kids will come back from school, a reality that black mothers and black fathers know way too well.
Yes!
There's something wrong when instead of disarming our population, there is a call to arm us even more. There's something morally wrong when our political leaders can offer thoughts and prayers to those suffering, which fundamentally means we do not care enough to change. There's something morally wrong when NRA wants the power to define our rights.
Yes.
There's something morally wrong when our politicians have higher commitments with an NRA than with the very people who voted for them.
Yes.
There's something really wrong when a country also don't have adults to fight for their kids. There's something actually also very beautiful when children and teenagers lead the way.
Yes!
As Jesus said, the kingdom of God belongs to them.
Yes.
So let the children's leadership not be an indictment of the adults' absent actions.
Exactly.
The kids are giving us a wake-up call, and we got to hear it and action and act on it.
Yes.
In this struggle, my friends, I want us to remember that this fight that we have today on gun control is so connected with so many other fights. Gun violence must be connected with other issues of our times. And not long ago, I was here with a group of people who were talking about how they are suffering without health care and suffering in the hands of private insurance companies. So today we fight for gun control. But we will not forget about the redlining project that have divided the rich and the poor in this country and placed us into us and them. The poverty of our own people in those kids who are struggling at school. Please go search for redlining if you don't know about this. Today we fight for gun control. But let us not forget that we are all responsible for the full education of our children. All of our children, whites, blacks, browns, yellow, natives, immigrants, non-documented, children of all faith. Children of all faith. We are all responsible for them. They are our children.
Yes. Yes.
And these children need parents to have a good salary with an increased minimum salary and a good health care so they can afford a full life.
Yes! Yes!
In this fight, my friends, let's not forget that there are many voices in this fight. Activists from a broader choir of youth, from Columbine to Ferguson to Baltimore, who have harmonized their voices to plead for an end to gun violence in all its forms. As our brother Michael McBride reminds us, the ears of our nation have still not been trained to hear the prophetic voice of poor youths of color.
Yes.
The mothers and fathers of this ongoing legacy millennial youth-led movement include Florida's own Dream Defenders, the youths of the Million Hoodies movement, who built chapters throughout the country, mobilizing young people and advocating an end to youth violence. The protest by the youths of Ferguson represented years of pent-up frustration with state-sanctioned gun violence inflicted by local police forces. The struggle has many voices and colors, my friends.
Yes, it
That's
does.
Why this is a national fight for all of the country. And we start here in Pennsylvania with our kids.
Yes!
We start here.
Yes!
Like my daughter, Libby, was so afraid to walk out, but she was empowered to do that.
Yes.
Like Sarah, who were empowered to go out, like our kids who walked out and helped us to gain the courage that we didn't have. So let's give a hand to them again. They are the ones, the reason why we are here. We join them and thousands of people to show them that they are not alone. They actually came before us. Thank you. They need our showing up. They need our support. And for the sake of our children and the memory of those who were killed, to build a new future for our nation. So now, we are going to finish our talk, Chris and I, by naming some of the names. And you know, in the Latinx community, we always say when we lose someone, we all say their names and we say presente. So we're going to say their names and we can all say present here in memory of those kids. Scott Beagle, 35 years old.
Present.
Aaron Feiss, 37.
Present.
Christopher Hickson, 49.
Present.
Alyssa Aldehoff, 14.
Present.
Martin Duke Aguano, 14.
Present.
Nicholas Dworet, 17.
Present.
Jamie Gutenberg, 14.
Present.
Luke Hoyer, 15.
Present.
Clara Lagram, 14.
Present.
Gina Maltaldo, 14.
Present.
Guac Oliver, 17.
Present.
Elena Petty, 14.
Present.
Meadow Pollock, 18.
Present.
Helena Ramsey, 17.
Present.
Alex Schrachter, 14.
Present.
Carmen Shentrup, 16.
Present.
Peter Wang, 15.
Present.
They are all here present with us. They are present with us together saying, do not stay put. Walk, fight, keep going. For our lives and deaths can not be laughed in vain. And we will not let them die in vain. In the name of life and all the religious names that hold to life, we are called to shape our past, our present, and our future. Until there is nothing wrong going on in our society. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Dangerous Christianity. For more information about how to get involved in the movement, how to contact Dr. Christopher Rodkey, or where to find information regarding his preaching itinerary, publications, or how to make a contribution to his ministry, please refer to the listed show notes. Dr. Rodkey again would like to thank all of his listeners for continuously supporting and tuning into his work and message. Thank you.